Sun Country files for bankruptcy, but don't worry. Eads Cicada teases NBAA with word of a new twin. And Gulfstream introduces the G250. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, October 7th, 2008. Sun Country Airlines, the small Minnesota-based airline which in recent days has deferred half of every employee's pay until after the first of the year, then notified its union's layoffs might be coming, saw its embattled owner file for bankruptcy protection Monday afternoon. Petters Aviation LLC filed under Chapter 11, but Sun Country CEO Stan Gadeck wanted passengers to know, quote, "We were forced to take this action as a result of recent events at Petters Group worldwide. We do not anticipate any disruptions and expect to operate business as usual. Customers can book their flights in confidence and know they'll continue to receive the great service they're accustomed to on Sun Country," unquote. We'll keep you updated on this story on our website at aero-news.net. Here at NBAA, Eads Cicada confirmed rumors of a new twin-engined aircraft project, which it has dubbed the NTX. All we know is about what the rumor mill had already guessed. It'll be a twin-engine configuration, larger than the company's successful TBM 850, and, quote, "aims at completing Cicada's range on the upper end," unquote. Cicada's news release indicates the plane will, quote, "have greater useful load, more payload capability, and a bigger cabin than the TBM 850, unquote. A more detailed official launch is promised after the first of the year. Also at NBAA, Gulfstream Aerospace announced the introduction of its newest super mid-size business jet, the Gulfstream G250. The plane is an update to the G200, sourced from Israel Aerospace Industries. Gulfstream says the G250 will offer the largest cabin and longest range at the fastest speed in its class. More specifically, 3,400 nautical miles at 0.80 Mach, maximum speed of 0.85 Mach, and maximum altitude of 45,000 feet. The G250 will be powered by twin Honeywell HTF-7250G engines, each one providing 7,445 pounds of thrust. Gulfstream notes these fuel-efficient engines feature reduced emissions, longer maintenance intervals, and decreased noise levels. They also offer excellent climb performance, which should get the G250 to flight level 410 in less than 20 minutes. The G250 is finished off with Plainview 250 avionics, based on the Rockwell Collins ProLine Fusion system. Gulfstream projects the plane will be certified in 2011, with first customer deliveries the same year. First flight is scheduled for the second half of 2009. Avadyne announced on Monday at NBAA its MLX 770 satellite data link transceiver has received system certification by Iridium Satellite LLC. That clears the system for operation on the global Iridium satellite network, and that in turn paves the way for the launch of Avadyne's worldwide data link weather service. Don Toma, executive VP of Iridium Satellite, explained, quote, "Avadyne's data link product leverages Iridium's global connectivity and robust two-way low-latency data channels to develop innovative new products for the burgeoning aeronautical SATCOM market," unquote. Avadyne says the MLX 770 is on target to begin initial shipments before the end of this year, starting at about $12,000 plus installation. Diamond Aircraft says that on Sunday, the D-Jet made its first flight with a new Williams FJ33-5A engine. Serial number 003 left Diamond's facility in London, Ontario, for a successful 1.4-hour flight with completion of all intended test points. Originally flown with a Williams FJ33-15 in April, the revised plane features new engine inlets and fairings, production spec winglets, and other modifications as well as the different engine. The D-Jet will be certified initially with a D-rated version of the FJ33-5A, but it's designed to accept the higher thrust rating that Williams International plans to release in the future. Diamond President Peter Maurer explained, quote, "When Williams introduced the new engine, we had to decide whether to upgrade to the FJ33-5A right away, even if it meant a program delay. In the interest of all D-Jet owners, we chose to upgrade to the larger engine and create an optional future performance upgrade path. This decision has been universally welcomed by our customers, as it will preserve the value of even the first delivered aircraft," unquote. Up next on ANN, Sinosweringen Aircraft Corporation gets a new name. AAI Acquisition says the Atom A700 VLJ is moving ahead. And Exojet takes delivery of its first Challenger 300. You're listening to Aero News.
Okay. Right up front, let me say that Garmin does not give tax advice. We have lawyers who cringe at the very thought of suggesting there might be tax advantages to buying a new Garmin avionics system this year.
Did he say tax advantages?
Could that be construed as tax advice, either express or implied?
Yeah, like I said, lawyers. So I guess I won't be telling you that this year Congress is offering special bonus depreciation up to 50% in year one for qualified business equipment placed in service during 2008. Business equipment like, say, a new Garmin avionics stack. But you didn't hear that from me, right?
What did he just say?
Okay, better check with your tax consultant for guidance and your Garmin dealer for the installation. Garmin. Follow the leader.
See your tax advisor for guidance.
Fly wise with the visionary new Piper Jet's wide-open six-seat comfort and stellar performance. Single Williams turbofan FJ44 3AP engine. Maximum cruise, 360 knots true. Range, 1,300 nautical miles. Useful load, 800 pounds. Maximum operating altitude, 35,000 feet. Optional seventh seat or lavatory. The Piper Jet. No compromises. To learn more about the new Piper Jet, visit NBAA booth 5152. Log on to piper.com or call 866-FLY-PIPER.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 7th. I'm Paul Platt. Emirates Investment and Development Company, PSC, also known as Emivest, has renamed the Sinosweringen Aircraft Corporation, in which it has acquired an 80% stake. NBAA attendees were told the company will henceforth be known as Emivest Aerospace Corporation, and serial production of the SJ-32 business jet is imminent. Sinosweringen was originally incorporated in 1997 as a 50-50 partnership between U.S. plane maker Sweringen Aircraft Company and the government of Taiwan. The SJ-30-2 was certified in 2005, but only two production aircraft were ever completed. Taiwanese politicians got cold feet, and two public attempts to unload that government share in the company followed. Despite the SJ-30-2 program's rocky history, the light jet's performance has attracted enthusiastic fans. Parts of the original design, especially the avionics, are going to need updating if it's to emerge from its hibernation as a competitive product. Emivest Aerospace CEO Anthony Power notes, quote, "The projected growth of the business aviation sector is quite strong throughout the world. Emivest Aerospace Corporation is positioned perfectly to capitalize on heightened demand in the light jet sector, and our new name symbolizes our renewed commitment to innovation-driven growth," unquote. AAI Acquisition Incorporated took the opportunity to host a news conference at NBAA to publicize its progress in getting the Atom Aircraft A700 Very Light Jet into production. When Atom filed for bankruptcy, AAI stepped in, backed by Russian investors, and bought the assets, including work done to date on the A700 and the type certificate for its centerline piston twin predecessor, the A500. At the press briefing yesterday, AAI President and CEO Jack Brawley mentioned that while the company hasn't been making headlines recently, its workforce has grown from an original core of about 50 former Atom employees to about 200 today, and will reach 500 in the near future, all based at Atom's former facility in Englewood, Colorado. He says the plane itself has undergone a nose-to-tail design review and is working through required FAA tests. Priorities will be to ensure that the plane's design is optimized for certification and manufacturing, gain full FAA type certification in the first half of 2010, and EASA approval within a year afterward, and to establish a network of dealers and service centers. Of particular interest in the current economic environment, Brawley emphasized that his investors have committed $200 million to the project and that the money is available as soon as needed. Brawley stresses that while the company will not publish estimated performance numbers or an introductory price until they can be stated accurately, the A700 will be competitive in both, with preliminary specs of 340 knots plus at 41,000 feet, with an IFR range of 1,100 plus miles. Last year's big jaw-dropper at NBAA was firm orders for 20 Bombardier Challenger 300 jets and options for an additional 60 from private jet lessor and on-demand travel provider ExoJet. In the days since, ExoJet has converted 4 of those additional options to firm orders. Bombardier Aerospace now says ExoJet's first Challenger 300 has entered service, delivered at this year's show in Orlando, in a ceremony hosted by execs of both ExoJet and Bombardier. ExoJet is already one of the world's fastest-growing private aviation companies, stressing customer service and a maintenance and training program designed to commercial airline standards. Even in the current credit crunch, ExoJet recently secured $2.46 billion for fleet expansion. ExoJet's Challenger 300 jet will be on display here at NBAA through the close of the show tomorrow. Clifford Development specializes in taking your older Cessna Citation jet, equipping it with new Williams turbofans, and handing you back a plane with modern performance and operating costs. The company announced yesterday at NBAA it now offers a certification program to install the Williams FJ44-3A on the Citation II. Clifford tells ANN this is the first certification of new engines for the C-550 using FAA-certified test pilots. Certification flight tests document significant speed and range improvements, and the company claims a 35% reduction in average trip fuel consumption and noise reduction to Stage 4 standards. The modification is installed under a supplemental type certificate at one of 3 Clifford service centers. Based on certification flight test data, Clifford reports that the time to climb to 41,000 feet drops from the plane's original 97 minutes to just 22. Cruise speed jumps 18% and range 59%. If you want your 8-seat C-550 brought into the 21st century, the price tag for the Clifford conversion is about $2.3 million. That price includes engines, engine core credit, digital engine instrumentation, Clifford Development Aircraft Improvement Package, installation, labor, and training. The same upgrade for the Citation S2, also known as the S-550, is expected to be completed by the end of this month. Still ahead, economic damage ripples out from the strike at Boeing. Eads is trying to avoid paying massive late payments on 3 delayed projects. And Paul Foley takes over as CEO at Mesa Air Group. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. One reason that they can say that is because of Clarity Aloft's flexible boom arm. This featherweight band is the same one sported by stage musicians and performers the world over. Balance and comfort are the result of its elegantly simple design. The mic boom is easily repositioned for eating and drinking during flight without disturbing your earpieces. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, October 7th. I'm Paul Plack. As the strike against Boeing by the International Association of Machinists moves into its second month, much of the focus has been on the impact on Boeing's deliveries and revenues. But with almost 27,000 workers sitting at home, no new contract talks scheduled, and 5 aircraft plants idled, the economic ripples are spreading. USA Today reports at least 2 airlines have been forced to delay plans for new service, and others are making other adjustments as scheduled delivery dates for new Boeing airliners come and go. Ryanair, the Irish low-cost carrier, had scheduled 21 new flights serving Birmingham, England this month, but its new Boeing 737s didn't show up as planned. Virgin Blue, Australia's second largest airline, is already delaying its planned December rollout of service between Sydney and Los Angeles after learning its 3 new 777-300s won't come on time. Delta Airlines had planned to bring 4 long-range Boeing 777s online this fall and acknowledges now that that plan's going to be delayed. Boeing hasn't yet offered specifics on the strike's effect on the development of the 787 Dreamliner, which was already delayed by more than a year. The company has put off its original first flight projection twice and said there was room in the latest schedule to accommodate contingencies. Well, apparently the strike was not one of them. The Dreamliner's first flight was supposed to happen before the end of this year. That's now unlikely. The waiting list for that plane numbers almost 900 orders. Boeing suppliers are also feeling the effects. Barnes Group, an aerospace supplier based in Connecticut, has told its investors its earlier 2008 earnings forecast is now out the window. The IAM says it and its members are prepared for a long strike. The union is fighting for the right to bid on any work before it's outsourced by Boeing. The company says outsourcing is a management right which is non-negotiable, and there's been no indication on when talks might resume. Boeing isn't the only plane maker which has frustrated customers climbing the hill with torches and pitchforks. Eads is reportedly facing huge compensation payments to airlines waiting for overdue A380 Super Jumbos. Making matters worse for the company, its A400M military transport has been delayed due to engine integration issues. Now, the International Herald Tribune reports a naval variant of the NH-90 helicopter is running behind as well. Eads is clearly squirming. Seven European nations are due compensation for late A400Ms, and Eads says that because the delay has been caused by the engine manufacturer, it should pay the late fees. Rolls-Royce, Safran, and MTU Engines, all of whom are involved in the engine's development, say they've been ready for months with the new engine, and that the integration problems are Eads' responsibility. When Boeing is late with a plane, compensation is usually a contractual matter. But when Eads is late, it actually runs up against treaties between EU member nations. French Defense Minister Hervé Morin said recently, quote, "Eads is telling us, you can't make us pay all that, and we're saying, we'll see," unquote. German Defense Minister Franz Josef Jung is also taking a hard line. Quote, "I can only urgently demand that the industry does its utmost to respect treaties," unquote. Even Airbus subcontractors who lost money during the delay are piling on. The Tribune reports that Latécoère, a French builder of fuselage parts for the A380, is demanding now that Airbus forward payments earlier than scheduled. Mesa Air Group, Incorporated, has appointed Paul Foley as its new chief operating officer. In its announcement, the company stressed that Michael Lotz will remain president and chief financial officer with a focus on restructuring the company's business. Jonathan Ornstein, chairman and CEO of Mesa Air Group, praised Foley's experience as CEO of Mesaba Holdings, the parent company of Mesaba Airlines. Quote, "I've known Paul for many years and am confident he is the ideal person to bring the needed skills, leadership, and oversight to our operations at a time when Mike Lotz must remain focused on the restructuring of our business," unquote. Foley is also a previous vice president for operations at Atlas Air, a global cargo operator. Earlier, he was senior vice president of operations at LSG Sky Chefs and has also served as president of Continental Airlines Chelsea Catering Corporation. Foley holds a Bachelor of Science degree from Cornell and an MBA from the Edwin L. Cox Graduate School of Business at Southern Methodist University. Mesa operates 159 aircraft with over 800 daily system departures to 126 cities, 38 states, the District of Columbia, Canada, the Bahamas, and Mexico. Mesa operates as Delta Connection, U.S. Airways Express, and United Express, and independently as Mesa Airlines. In June of 2006, Mesa launched Inter-Island Hawaiian service as Go Airlines. And finally, the latest fallout from last month's crash on takeoff of a Learjet 60 departing Columbia, South Carolina, involves everyone's favorite hotel heiress. As ANN reported, musician Travis Barker and Adam DJ A.M. Goldstein were the only survivors when the plane crashed on September 19th, at the start of a return flight to Los Angeles following a celebrity charity fundraiser. Ironically, Paris Hilton at the time was flying on a plane bound for Milan, Italy, when she heard about the tragedy and the miraculous survival of her friends. The San Francisco Chronicle reports she was still traumatized. Quote, "I couldn't believe it. I'm scared to go on small airplanes now. I've been on that sort of plane and now I'll never go on one again," unquote. Cockpit voice recorders reveal the pilots believed one of the Learjet's tires had been blown on takeoff, leading to an attempt to abort the takeoff with inadequate runway remaining. Both pilots and two passengers died, and Barker and Goldstein are recovering from burns. It should be noted that the Learjet 60 has an excellent safety record. In fact, flying in a Learjet may be statistically safer than riding in a car with Paris Hilton. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll bring you some of the opening day fun from NBAA with political couple James Carville and Mary Madeline. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.